Coast 93.1, spotlighting 20 outstanding women.
Today's outstanding woman, Kimberly Brown, did not come alone. We have three guests.
Yep.
And 10 total legs.
Oh. I was like, what is he doing?
So Kimberly brought Sky and Campbell, who are, would you call them therapy dogs?
They're therapy dogs, but they're canine first response dogs, which is a little bit level up than therapy dogs. The work is a little bit more, the training's a little bit more, and the work is different.
Okay. So like, what would be something that they respond to?
Right. So we get deployed or called when there's a traumatic event or a great loss or a disaster.
Okay.
So they will call my team and we will go out to those events and provide comfort, support, love for a community that's going through a really hard time, or it could be an individual. Sometimes we work alongside with Red Cross Disaster Relief or FEMA will be there, and then my dogs will be there as well.
And how did you get into this? Was it like chicken or egg, like dog who you realized would be good at this first?
Well, I started doing this about 12 years ago. I was a teacher, full-time teacher. I had a therapy dog at the time. She was a reading educational assistant dog.
Oh.
So she would come to school with me like twice a week and be in my classroom. And literally miracles were starting to happen in my classroom with some of my students that refused to read. You know, had some behavior problems, but when that dog was in school, those kids showed up 100% and they read and they were on the best behavior. And like I said, I saw miracles happen. So I was like, there is something to this work. So going forward, my mom was a social worker, but she also volunteered for Red Cross Disaster Relief. So when a disaster or trauma happened, she would be deployed and she would lead social work teams through an event. So she went down to 9/11.
Wow.
And
wow.
So I saw this work, and I always said, gosh, you know, I'd love to do that somehow, but I didn't know how to get into that type of work.
Right.
Because I was a teacher, not a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom passed away 2 years ago. She was my best friend. Oh. And I wanted to find a way to continue to carry that torch, the work that she did, you know, volunteering. So I upped my training. I upped my dog's training to be, you know, canine first response. And we just dove into it, and I absolutely love it. And I feel like my mom and I, even though she's not here, we're still doing this walk together.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, God, I love that.
I know. I love that story.
I'm a dog lover.
Yep.
So I think dogs are magical and amazing already. But what do you think it is about dogs that has this, it's healing power, it's this calming presence? What is it about dogs?
You know what I say, Blake? I say I'm in the unconditional love business. And that's really what we do. We go out and we provide unconditional love. I mean, you have a dog, right?
Oh, two. Yep.
Kelly, do you
yes.
have a dog?
Yep.
What is it like when you come home after a busy day
yep.
and your dog greets you?
Oh, yep. It's
so
the best.
Excited.
Right?
Yeah.
And no matter what kind of day you had, your thoughts stop like that and you're immediately 100% focused on that dog absorbing that love, right?
Yes.
And that's what we do. So when we go into these situations, it's the unconditional love that the dogs bring. And people can show up no matter how they're feeling or what they've gone through, they are loved immediately, never judged. Come as you are. Come sit with me. I love you.
Yeah.
And that's the power of the work that we do.
And I know you brought the dogs to Lewiston after the shooting, one of the more recent local tragedies.
We went to crisis centers. We were at every vigil. And what came out of the work and what we brought is, as you know, a lot of people were afraid to leave their homes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So with the dog there at the crisis center, at the vigils, or just out in the community, it gave people courage. It gave people, they knew that they were supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with the unconditional love of the dog, they would just wrap their arms around Sky or Campbell. There were many other therapy dogs at Lewiston from all over the United States. And it just kind of brought that sense of peace.
Mm-hmm.
It was directly after the incident, and I was at a crisis center. And this gentleman came in, this big Mainer gentleman.
Yeah.
And he was directly impacted with the shootings.
Sure.
He came into the crisis center. Now, you had, you know, my team, and then you had therapists and social workers, and kind of came into the crisis center, and I could tell he was really unsure about everything. He didn't really know who to go to. So I went up to him. Hi, I said, I'm Kimberly. I said, do you like dogs?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he kind of lit up and he's like, I'll meet your dog. And I brought him over to Campbell and he sat down and he spent about 10 minutes just sitting with Campbell. And this is the unconditional love with dogs.
Yeah.
Just no words.
The image of that big main guy this big 13, you said, year old.
100 pound.
Golden doodle.
Golden
dog.
Doodle. Yeah. So he sat down 10 minutes. At the end of 10 minutes, he looked at me. He had tears in his eyes. Mm. The hardness was gone. He was soft. And he looked at me with those tears and he said, thank you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt at that instant it could have been the first step towards his healing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
Sure. It felt like a safe place to feel.
There are no words are needed.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when there are counselors or social workers and they're wonderful, but not everybody's ready to talk.
That's a great point. Maybe that's one of the things about dogs is that you can be with them and no one expects you to talk to them.
Yep.
you know?
Yep.
Well, you are outstanding.
You sure are.
Congratulations.
So happy for you.
And again, if you
want to
find Kimberly, and you can, I'm sure there are pictures of Skye and Campbell if you're like any other dog owner, at Kimberly Helene, which is her middle name, KimberlyHelene.com. Congratulations, Kimberly Brown.
Yay! Thanks, guys.
You can meet the rest of Coast and Hannaford's 20 outstanding women and get links to all their organizations and everything at Coast931.com. Brought to you by Hannaford Supermarkets, along with support this year from Maine Community Bank, Bags for My Cause, and Megan Co. Medical Aesthetics and Laser. 20 outstanding women on Coast 93.1.